for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 17th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. We are learning about a fight at Montgomery High School on Tuesday that sent a female student to the hospital. According to the Press Democrat, two girls got into a fight in a restroom about 1 p.m. No weapon was involved, but one girl was transported to the hospital by her parents for treatment. A 14-year-old suspect was later identified and arrested. She was booked into Sonoma County Juvenile Hall on suspicion of assault and robbery. The Providence Healthcare Network announced it is closing outpatient lab services at a number of its hospitals effective March 18th. Providence operates Queen of the Valley Medical Center in Napa, Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital, Petaluma Valley Hospital, and Healdsburg Hospital. It declined to state exactly where the labs would close. The company stated that no jobs would be lost. Affected employees would be transferred to other departments. The Rohnert Park Department of Public Safety spent over an hour yesterday communicating and negotiating with a 58-year-old male suspect who was having a mental crisis and threatening to kill himself. The incident started around 1:30 on Adrian Way and finished on College View Drive. The man held a large knife to his neck and repeatedly cut himself and his clothing. After an hour of negotiations, the subject slipped and dropped the knife. That's when police fired less than lethal rounds and was able to take him into custody and transport him safely to be treated. In sports, Jason Kelce is retiring as center of the Philadelphia Eagles after 13 seasons in the NFL. The Warriors take on Utah tonight. And your forecast. Today, areas of dense fog, then partly cloudy with 50s. Mainly cloudy tonight with fog, lows in the 40s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with low 60s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Be good to your skin. You'll wear it for the rest of your life. Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery offers numerous treatments to improve your skin and help you feel and look your natural best.
Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery offers state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical skin-improving treatments. The experts, led by triple-board-certified Dr. Greg Chernoff, have an impeccable reputation for providing procedures and treatments that provide exceptional results with minimal or no recovery time.
I had lines, wrinkles, and sunspots until I started coming to Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery. They gave me options, a treatment plan, and I saw results. I'll only trust my face to the experts at Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery.
Contact the office and learn about new patient offers for Botox, dermal filler, and laser skin improving treatments. Visit online at ChernoffCosmeticSurgery.com.
Check out their New Year offers. Click on specials at ChernoffCosmeticSurgery.com.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
102.7 The Wolf. And away we go on a Wednesday morning. It's Rock and Ricky Michaels. Got Fleetwood Mac coming up, Genesis, Gary Wright, some Don Henley, Journey, Queen, as well as Cyndi Lauper. And we're going to rewind the year 1976 coming up this hour on The Wolf.
I got my first real six string, loaded out the five and done. Played it till my fingers bled. Was it summer of 69?
I had the choice. Yeah, I was one of these. 102.7 The Wolf.
Time to get our first check of the roadways, making sure you got a good ride on this Wednesday morning from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Wednesday is off to a great start. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Jackson Hewitt Tax Services, home of the Money Today Guarantee. Northbound 101, no problems getting into downtown Santa Rosa from Petaluma. Plan on about a 15-minute ride. On the southbound side, heading for Marin, that early bird commute is a smooth one. No problems getting into the Narrows from Petaluma to Central San Rafael, 25 minutes. Getting to the Golden Gate will take you about 38 minutes. If you can't wait weeks for your tax refund, then don't. At Jackson Hewitt, get money today if you're approved for a no-fee refund advance loan on a prepaid card. Book today at jacksonhewitt.com. No-fee refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at jacksonhewitt.com. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7. The Wolf.
says,
come on under, this place that has a new ride.
How you feel?
Now I must say, more than ever, things round here change. I said,
Rewinds 1976.
All the President's Men and A Star Is Born are top draws at the theater. The Cincinnati Reds beat the New York Yankees for their second straight World Series win. In Sonoma County, the talk of the winter drought eases with 6 inches of snow on Mount Tam. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1976.
Just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Tried to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow behind.
Wright and Dreamweaver on America's Greatest Hits, 102.7 The Wolf. I'm Rockin' Ricky Michaels. You hear about this? A list of the best states to raise a child is out. And that's all based on experience as a parent. The best state is drunk.